Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, hey, door.
Praise the Lord, everybody. This is Apostle Dr. Deborah Dean.
Shut the door.
And the end time men and women of War Global. This is Apostle Dr. Deborah Dean. I'm so excited. I'm sorry, I was a little distracted. I'm so excited to be on our radio broadcast. I just give God, who is my life, and to everyone in their respective places, I just thank and praise God this afternoon for another opportunity to be back on our radio broadcast. We're going to get ready to have our devotion. We're going to have our devotion, and after devotion, we'll go into our testimony service. But first, we'll have our doxology. scripture reading will be coming from Psalm 25. Unto thee, O Lord, do I lift up my soul. O my God, I trust in thee. Let me not be ashamed. Let not my enemies triumph over me. Yea, let none that wait on thee be ashamed. Let them be ashamed which transgress without a cause. Show me thy ways, O Lord. Teach me thy path. Lead me in thy truth and teach me, for thou art the God of my salvation. On thee do I wait all the day. Remember, O Lord, thy tender mercies and thy loving kindness, for they have been ever of old. Remember not the sins of my youth, nor my transgressions according to thy mercy. Remember thou me for thy goodness sake. Good and upright is the Lord. Therefore will he teach sinners in the way. I have just read you the from Psalm 25, from the first through the eighth verse. May God richly add a blessing to the readers of his most holy word. Father, we come this afternoon humbly before your throne of grace, God, asking you to forgive us for every known and unknown sin, Lord, that we've committed against you. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we come right now just confessing and repenting and asking for forgiveness and cleansing through the blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Father, we first of all come right now, God, binding up the strong man. We bind the strong man from our lives on today, Lord. And we bind the strong man from this radio broadcast. In the mighty name of Jesus, every demonic demon, every demonic force, any demonized evil spirit, anything, God, that not like you, we bind right now and we cast out and we command it to leave and never return in the name of Jesus. Every demon on assignment, your assignment is canceled right now. I serve you your eviction notice right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, I come right now, God, just asking you to cover our radio broadcast, cover our Sunday service on today, God, and cover everyone that's under the sound of my voice in the blood of Jesus, and encamp your angels all around about us, Lord, and in the name of Jesus to protect us, Lord, from all hurt, harm, or danger on today. Lord, we just give you praise today, and we give you glory. Hallelujah. We magnify your name today. I ask you today, Lord, to let me decrease, that the Holy Ghost may increase and teach and minister to us on today. I give you glory today, God, and I give you praise in the name of Jesus. I'm asking you on today, let your anointing fall, let your power fall on this radio broadcast on this day, God, in the name of Jesus. I don't take nothing for granted. I don't take nothing for granted, God. I just give you praise and I give you glory today, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, I just thank you, Lord, and I give you praise and I give you glory. I ask all these things in Jesus' name and for your glory. Hallelujah. We give you praise on today. We just thank and praise God again for him and all that he do for us. I just thank and praise God. He's such an awesome God. And I give him praise on today. We're going to start off with our testimony service. On Friday night, the devil just knocked me right off this radio broadcast, but the devil is a liar. And when I got through with him, stepping on his head and his neck, yes, in the name of Jesus, I stepped on his head. Hallelujah. I prayed half of the night. Hallelujah. And he won't do that no more. And wouldn't let me get back on. I couldn't even get back on. But that's all right. God is in control. God knows just what to do. So I thank and praise God on tonight for all that he do for us. I thank God tonight. I thank and praise God tonight. I give God all of my praise. all of my praise. And I just give, you know, God, he's awesome, God. I just thank him today. And, you know, we got to start getting into him and getting closer to God. We need to do this. So I just thank God. This is my testimony. I just thank God for waking me up this morning, starting me on my way, clothed in my right mind, didn't have to have my mind in my head. You know, I just thank God on today. He's such an awesome God. He's such an awesome God, and I just thank him today. God, heal my body. I feel better today than I have felt in many, many, many days, believe me. And I just thank God. I thank God that I'm standing on top of the ground, and the ground not standing on me. I thank the Lord today. I praise God. I thank God for my husband who's moving around and doing the things that he do. And I thank God that he's blessing him. I thank God for my children and my grandchildren and great-grand, how God is covering them and blessing them. And I don't care where they are, God, he's still covering them and he's still blessing them. And I thank God on today. There's so many things happening. And we right in the midst of it. He said, we in the world, but we not of the world. We got to keep our minds focused on God. And I just thank him today. I thank God. I give God praise and I give God glory on today. And I know I didn't wake myself up. I know I can't do that. God woke me up. God did it. And so I thank him so much for all the great things that he's doing for me and my family. I just thank God on today. He didn't have to do anything. Matter of fact, he could have took his breath back. But God let me live on. Could have been dead, sleeping in my grave. But God made death behave. And I thank him. Hallelujah. I give God praise. Hallelujah. And I thank God on today. He is a mighty, mighty good God and always on time. Never late for nothing that we need. God is never late. I don't care what nobody say. God ain't never late. I don't care if the bill get cut off. He still ain't late. I thank God. Could have been worse than that. I just thank God on today. He know exactly what he's doing. And I lean and depend on the Lord. I just thank him today. I don't mean to go on and on and on, but I just thank God. I thank him today. You know, I give God praise on today. So I'm not going to hog up all the testimonial time. If we have any more testimonies, you know, this is your opportunity. Amen. Well, you know, I could have kept on. Because I love God. And I am not saying that a person don't have a testimony, they don't love God, because they do. And I know that. But I love God. And anytime I get a chance to testify, anytime I get a chance to just give God some praise, anytime I get a chance to say something for the Lord, I'm grateful and I'm thankful. So with that being said, and no more testimonies, you know, we're going to go into our, get ready for our sermon, the preach word of God. We'll play another, we're going to go into our, worship service and to the word of God. Amen.
God is able. God is able. God is able, and he won't fail. God is able. God is able. God is able.
I'm number one, and I'm talking to myself. Sometimes we just forget. We complain and complain and complain, and we forget about the things that God does for us every day. We complain and we talk about this and we talk about that, and we ain't got this and we ain't got that, and we don't can't do this and we can't do that. We forget the things that God has done for us. Over in Psalm 78, he said, "Give ear, O my people, to my law. Incline your ear to the words of my mouth. I will open my mouth in a parable." So he's getting ready to talk in parables. "I will utter dark sayings of old, which we have heard and known, and our fathers have told us. We would not hide them from their children, showing to the generation to come the praises of the Lord and his strength and his wonderful works that he have done for us." All that, all the way back to where he delivered them out of from Egypt, God's been proving himself to the people of God, and they keep on just rejecting what he says. They not want to keep his laws even after all that he done for them. He delivered them from the Egyptians, from the Pharaoh, from Egypt, and they still complain even after they left there. And just like us, he do so many great and wonderful things for us, and nobody is keeping the law. Nobody is keeping the Ten Commandments. I'm first. It's so many things that we need to look at. We need to examine ourselves. We need to do what God is telling us to do. Even in this situation that America is in today, this nation is in today, we're not keeping the laws like we should, even though the word of God has got to be fulfilled and things are going to happen when they happen. But we got to stay focused, and we got to keep the laws and the statutes of God. He want to tell us about what he did of old for the people when he delivered Israel out of Egypt. And they complained that Moses went up to see God, and they was down here making a calf. Even after God delivered them, he parted the Red Sea where they could walk on dry ground to get across from the Pharaoh, and they still weren't thankful. They still was complaining. They everything that he did, soon as the month, 30 days passed, they done forgot all about it. The goodness of God, they forgot all about it. We can't make that mistake. We got to keep focused to where God is good all the time. All the time, and God is good. Oh, in Exodus 34 and 6, God, the Lord is good, merciful and gracious, long-suffering, and abounding in goodness and truth. God good. The word of God is telling us God is good. 1 Chronicles 16 and 34 say, "Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endures forever." But over here in Psalm 78, it started with the children of Ephraim being armed and carrying bows and turned back in the day of battle. They kept not the covenant of God and refused to walk in his law and forgot his works and his wonders that he has showed them. God is, let me tell you, God has blessed me so much. He's blessed me so I cannot forget it. If so many people have had massive heart attacks and left here and dead and gone, but I had one, and God kept me right here. He kept me. He healed my body. Even with my eyes, God healed my eyes. He healed everything. I'm not worried about nothing because I know that God is a healer. I know he provides for me. I don't need man's money. I need what God got for me. I don't lean on man. I don't put my confidence in man, but I put my whole confidence in the Lord. I just thank him on today. I put everything I got on what God said. If God said it, I believe it. He's not a man that he should lie, neither the son of man that he should repent. If he said it, have he not done it? God is that man. He's a great, great, gracious man. He's so great, I just thank God, perfect in every way. But over here in Israel, they study going back and I bet you can't do this. I bet you can't do that. You got us out here in the desert, and we ain't had no water. God made Moses strike a rock, and water came out of the rock. Because these complaining Israelites just complain after complain. Everything he do, they complain about it. That he didn't rescue them from the Pharaoh and the Egyptians. And now they talking about he done got them lost in the wilderness. Ain't got no water, no food, nothing else. God just showing them, proving to them over and over. They can't see what he already done, you know. They done forgot already about what he already done. They complained so much. What was supposed to have been 3 or 4 days in the wilderness took them 40 years in the wilderness because they were so much complaining, so hard-headed. Verse 17 says, and they sinned yet more against him by provoking the Most High in the wilderness. And they tempted God in their heart by asking meat for their lust. Now, don't think God don't know what's in your heart. I always tell y'all, God see what's in your heart. He always know what you're thinking. You don't have to say nothing. Before you ask him, he already know. It's already in your heart. And he already know what's there. And they tempted God in their heart, asking for meat. Can he make get me? Yea, they spake against God. They said, can you furnish us a table in the wilderness? Behold, Moses smote the rock, and the water gushed out, and the streams overflowed. And can you give us bread also? Can he provide flesh for his people? He can do all of that. But you start to question him. You don't believe him. Therefore, the Lord heard this and was wroth. So a fire was kindled against Jacob, and anger also came up against Israel, because they believed not in God and trusted not in his salvation, though he had commanded the clouds from above and opened the doors of heaven. See, the thing of it is, when they was in the wilderness, God provided cloud, because you can't be out in the desert burning up and don't have nothing cool over your head, something to shade you. You can't, you're a burn up. He commanded the cloud from above and opened the doors up of heaven, and he had rained down manna upon them to eat and had given them the corn of the heaven. Man did eat angel food at that time. He had food from heaven. He sent them meat to the full. I mean, he had meat everywhere. He caused an east wind to blow in the heavens. And by his power, he brought in the south wind. He rained flesh down also upon them as dust and feathered birds like as the sun of the sea, the sand of the sea. And he let it fall in the midst of their camp, rounding about their habitation. So they did eat and were filled, for they gave them their own desire. But they kept on asking God, can you do this? He did all this. They fed them, gave them water, protection, even gave them shade. And they were not estranged from their lust, but while their meat was yet in their mouth, the wrath of God came upon them and slew the fattest of them and smote down the chosen men of Israel, because he was upset. He was upset with Jacob, because Jacob supposed to have him under control. And Jacob always running, please, God, have mercy on him. Forgive him, God, and all this kind of stuff. And they still, even after he did, they did all that, he did all that, they still was, can you do this and can you do that? And they remembered that God was their rock. When all that punishment and judgment came, then they start thinking about, he is our rock. Nevertheless, they did flatter him with their mouth, and they lied upon him with their tongue, because they saying, he ain't going to do this. He got us out here in the desert, and we've been out here for I don't know how long. But it was because of their disobedience. It was because of they studied testing him, trying to test him. Can you do this? Can you do that? You can't. We can't do that. I know stuff is happening. I know things are happening. These men out here and all these different groups. But we got it. And I done told myself, because like I say, I'm preaching to myself, we got to show up depending on God. I don't care what it looks like. He's protecting us. He's protecting us. He got angels encamped around about us. Every time a move is made, we know about it. We ready for it. God, these things must happen. Things must happen. But God already got us on point with them. So we already ready for them. We knowing that we got to have food and we got to have raiment. We got to have shelter. He already got us in there. So all we got to do is stay focused and praise God. The goodness of God. We got to give him glory. We got to praise him all day long. We got to give him praise because God been so good to us. He been better to us than we can ever be to ourselves. God is good. I'm telling you, the Father is good because he sent his only begotten son to die for us on the cross. God is good. Psalms 107 says, oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endures forever. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. We are the redeemed, and we got to say that the Lord is good, whom he have redeemed from the hands of the enemy and get them out of the lands from the east and from the west and from the north and from the south. They wandered in the wilderness in a solitary way. They found no city to dwell in, hungry and thirsty, their souls fainted in them. Then they cried unto the Lord in their trouble, and he delivered them out of their distress, and he led them forth by the right way, and that they might go to a city of inhabitation. Oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful work to the children of men. So I'm telling you today, the Father in heaven is good. He sent his only begotten son to die for us on the cross. He didn't have to send Jesus, but I'm so glad today that he sent Jesus down from heaven to die for us. He said, let this bitter cup pass, but he know he had to die for us, because if he had not died, we would be in a burning hell on today, in the name of Jesus. I'm so glad today that they pierced him in the side. I'm glad, because he could have killed them all. He could have wiped them all out. He gave his life up. They didn't get a chance to take it. He went on and gave it up. He could have come down from the cross, but he did not. They whooped him all night long. They beat him all night long. They pierced him in the side, and blood and water came streaming down. I tell you today, I'm glad that Jesus died in the name of Jesus. And when he died, a fountain
mountain open up. I'm telling you on today, if he had not died, where would I be? Who would I be with? I don't know him, but all I know him is I'm glad that Jesus died, and that's not the end. He rose on the third day morning. The Father raised him up in the name of Jesus with all power in his hand, power to live right, power to stand, power to love him. All of his love. I thank God on today that he had all power, power to walk right, power to talk right, power, all of his power falling on us in the name of Jesus. I'm glad on today in the name of Jesus that he did not come down for this stuff that's happening on today. It's got to pass. But I'm telling you right now, we better stay focused because God sent his son to die for us. We better stay focused and know the goodness of the Lord. He didn't have to send Jesus, but his goodness, his merciful, his grace, unmerited favor for us. He loved us so much. He sent his son today. In the name of Jesus, we better know him, the goodness of the Lord. Anything can happen, but God's standing there with legions and legions and legions of angels all around about us. Know that God is good. Know that he's a great God and worthy to be praised. Worthy. He's worthy to be praised. We better start giving God more praise. More praise, more of our time in the name of Jesus, that men would praise the Lord. I give God praise on today. I give him glory today. It may not seem like nothing but some words, but you better get them words in your heart, because God looking at our heart, he can look at our heart and know what we're thinking. I just thank God today. I thank him today. I give him praise today. I give him glory today. Some people act like they don't have time for God to give God praise. But I got all the time God made time before he even made the earth. He made the time. It belongs to him. We need to give God his time, his due time. Give God his time. I thank God on today. All this stuff happening. God's still in control. He know what we need. He know what's going to happen before they do it. He already know. God is good. Listen. Let your ears hear the words of the Lord. Let your heart hear him. Get in that word and study. Pray. Bow down before the Lord. Be close to him. Because we don't need it. You're going to need it, these things that happen. We're going to need God every minute, every second, every hour of the day. Believe it. He'll cover you with his wings. He's our shelter. He's our refuge. He's our redeemer. We're going to need God. We're going to need God. When them dark days come, when them 7 years come, we don't need God, because the enemy going to be down here doing stuff for 7 years, and we going to need God, believe me, for his goodness and his gracious, his love. We going to need God. So we need to remember and be reminded of the goodness of God. We need to be reminded every day that we don't wake ourselves up, that God wakes us up. I thank God. I didn't have a subject, but the goodness of God, that's all I needed, because God been so good to me. He's been so good to me. And I give him praise for every miracle he's done for me. I just give God praise. He didn't have to wake me up, clothed in my right mind, able to put my own clothes on, didn't need nobody to walk me on crutches on a cane, can eat anything I want, drive anywhere I want to go. It's God. Nobody but God. Because he can take and snatch life and breath right out of you. We take that for granted too much. We got to start doing the things that we need to do. Depend on, lean and depend on God. Lean and depend on God. Put your whole confidence in it. I don't care what's happening. God is still in control, and God knows. He see and he know. He see, he know every motive of our heart. When we not doing things right, God see. When we doing them right, he see. When your tears come out, he be catching them in his hand, putting them in a bottle, because he know he loves you that much. The goodness of God. The goodness and greatness of God. Abba Father, Abba Father, who are in heaven. Abba Father, he is the one, King of kings, Lord of lords, over every president, over everything. Ain't nothing higher than him. Can't nothing do what he do. And nobody. We serve a good God. And I just want you all to know, be reminded, and just think about how good God is. Oh, I'm doing good this year. Oh, I'm blessed this year. I'm this year. Let me tell you something. God is doing everything for you this year. God is the one that's doing. We ain't doing nothing. God is doing. I thank him today. I don't care what I got. If it ain't nothing but an egg, it all come from God. It all, if I was sleeping in a coal shed, a tent, outside in a cardboard box, it's God. He knows your every move. He knows my every move. And he knows what we need every time we need it. And I thank God today. I thank him today. He never sleeps. Or slumber. He never sleeps. Because if he did, it's things you wouldn't have. But he got his eyes on us. He knows everything about us. Every string of hair in our head, he knows. He knows how many it is. Thank God on today for the goodness of the Lord. And we better not forget. And we better be trying to tell our families, don't forget God. I ain't talking about no tithing. I'm talking about the goodness of the Lord. I'm talking about the goodness of the Lord. We all know the tithe. I'm talking about the goodness and what God do for us and how he wake us up and how he cover us when we don't even know we're in the world because we sleep. Anything can happen while we sleep. But God. So I thank and praise God today for his good. And we need to do this every day. Every day. I was asking God 2-3 years ago, Lord, I want my prayers to be answered. And this and that, he said, you got to praise me more. You got to praise me more. You praying more and asking for things more, but you're not praising me. Praise me. Praise me. Praise me. So I try to praise God before I say not any prayer. I give God the praise every time. I give him the praise every time. Instead of me going and saying, can you bless so-and-so, so-and-so? Can you do this and do that and do that? No. I'm going to praise praising God first. And then you go. But you have to give God the praise first. And watch those prayers be answered. Praise God first. So I just thank and praise God for this word. Didn't give me a title or a subject, but that was good enough for me, the goodness of God. The goodness of God. just a reminder for me and anybody else, the goodness of God. So I'm going to get ready to go to my altar prayer. Father, we just come now humbly before your throne of grace, just giving you praise and glory today, just magnifying your name today, Lord, and just giving you all glory, God. We give you praise on today. We magnify you today. Lord, we just thank you. We lift your name up, Lord, and that all men may see. That all men may see and be drawn to you, Lord. We just thank you today. Lord, I ask you today to cover everyone under the sound of my voice and cover their families, God, and keep them all covered under the blood of Jesus and encamp your angels and all around about them to protect them, God, and in the name of Jesus. I'm coming to you today, Lord, and you know what's going on. Lord, we your children, Lord, and we calling on you and we depending on you, God, to lead and guide us. I thank you for the Holy Ghost, the Comforter, who you sent, Jesus, in the name of Jesus. I thank you for the Holy Ghost, that when you left, you sent Jesus back for us. You sent the Holy Ghost back for us. And I thank God on today for the Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus, lead and guide us in the way that he would have us to go, in the name of Jesus. Lord, I'm asking you now, in the name of Jesus, to have mercy on us today, Lord. Have mercy, Lord. You say mercy is new every morning. Every morning, God, a morning that we've never seen before. A new morning, God. I just thank you right now. I ask you right now, God, in the name of Jesus, to bless the nation all over the earth. In the name of Jesus, not only America, but all over the earth, men, women, boys, and girls, all over the earth, you know each one of us, name by name, in the name of Jesus. I ask you right now, God, to send your mercy and send your grace, in the name of Jesus. We need you, Lord, and in the name of Jesus, I'm asking you today to heal this land. And you said my people that are called by my name would humble themselves and pray and seek my face. In the name of Jesus, I will heal the land. I will heal this land. I will heal if they turn from their wicked ways. I will heal this land in the name of Jesus. I'm asking you today, God, to heal the land, Lord. Heal this land, Lord, in the name of Jesus. All these people sick in COVID in these hospitals, Lord, in the name of Jesus, you stronger, powerful, more powerful than any COVID. In the name of Jesus, you was beat 32 lashes for every disease that we ain't even heard of. In the name of Jesus, you are healer. I know you're a healer because you heal me, and I give you glory, and I give you praise. I'm asking you, those in the hospitals, those in ICU, touch right now, God, those that sick and shut in, touch right now, Lord, heal right now, those behind prison walls, heal right now, touch right now, God, in the name of Jesus, those on their last breath, Lord, give them their breath back, God, in the name of Jesus, those in penal institutions, in the name of Jesus, those in mental wards, touch right now, God, straighten them up, Lord, in the name of Jesus, give them a right mind, in the name of Jesus, give them a right mind, God, in the name of Jesus, I bless your name today, and we give you glory today, God, and we give you praise, God, and we give you glory, Lord, and we give you praise on today, and we magnify your holy name, and we glorify your name today, and I'm asking you now to go in the nursing homes, in the senior citizen places, touch them right now, God, heal right now, God, in the name of Jesus, those that have nowhere to live, those that's living in shelter homes, those that's sleeping outdoors, those that's sleeping up under bridges, in cardboard boxes, Lord. I'm calling on you. I'm depending on you, Jesus. Jesus, 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 Jesus. I'm depending on you, Lord. I'm depending on you, God, for healing and deliverance and setting people free in the name of Jesus. You are our provider, God. In the name of Jesus, I give you praise, Lord. I give you praise, God. I give you praise, God. I give you praise, God. Thank you, Lord. I thank you for doing this. I thank you for answering prayers. I thank you right now, God. I give you glory right now, God. I give you praise right now, God. In the name of Jesus. Lord, I give you praise today. Lord, I ask you to bless everyone on this radio broadcast, Lord. Bless them, God. Bless them, God. Lead them, Holy Spirit, in the name of Jesus. Everyone that's listening, Lord, cover them in the blood now, God. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Bless them today, Lord. Bless them today. Oh, that men would praise the Lord. Oh, that men would pray. Oh, that men would praise the Lord. Oh, that men would give him praise today. Hallelujah. Yeah, 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 yeah. Hallelujah. Lord, we thank you. We thank you today, Lord. We give you praise on today. We thank you today. We ask all these things in Jesus' name and for your glory. Hallelujah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I just give God praise today. I give him praise and glory today. God is such a good God. And I thank God on today. I thank him today with all that's happening in the world today. He's still covering us, still blessing us. I just thank God on today. Nobody like Jesus. Nobody can do what he do. Nobody can do what he done. I just give him glory and praise today. He's a great God and wonders. He do wonders. Wonders. I'm so grateful today. And I thank God on today. I'm not going to hold you too long. But I just, you know, every time I look around, the goodness of Jesus. I mean, the goodness of Jesus is standing all around me. The goodness of Jesus. Everything that he's done today. Everything that he's done 20 years ago. Everything he's done 30 years ago. For me, I thank God today that he let me live. I'm 65 years old. And I thank God that he let me make it to see a 65. I thank him today. God is good, and we got to give him all the praise and all the glory, all the praise. So I'm not going to hold you. I'm going to get ready to close out. The Lord is good. Father, we just thank you for your word on today. We thank you for all that you do for us on today. Lord, bless them. And keep them. The Lord make his face to shine upon them and be gracious unto them. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. God bless you all. You all go in peace. Have a blessed Sunday afternoon. God bless you. I love you and God love you too. Amen. God bless you.
Amen.